Time for the Blockbuster Radio.
Batman is playing Galaga. Probably didn't notice, but we did.
Another visitor.
Saturday night, 7 o'clock. I don't know. All right. Well, anyway, there we go. Saturday night, 7 o'clock. You know what time it is, because it's time for Leave Out Just Radio with your host, me, Yvonne Kaiser, the Germ Cell Machine, and
Vanilla Assassin.
What's doing, Living?
Not too much, not too much.
Excellent, excellent. That's why I cheer for Saturday, 7 o'clock. Come on, we talk about video games, internet, and nerding.
Yes.
Who do we have over here?
The Sandman. Hello, gentlemen. Good evening.
All right, gentlemen. Exactly. Sandman, I was worried that you weren't going to make it tonight because we need you tonight because...
Well, oh, okay.
Guess what is returning? It's been a while.
Who's returning?
The brackets have taken a break.
Oh, the break. The brackets are back. Yes.
But I have a bracket.
May I have the envelope?
Right? I have a bracket that will amaze and delight all of you.
I love it.
In your own way.
The bracket.
All right. Oh, okay. Let me see here. All right. Well, tonight, I think it's going to be popular. You know why? Because I was telling my Hungarian companion, I said what the bracket was. This is the one that when I told her about eggs, she was skeptical. And then when she heard the show, she had 100 opinions, right?
Mm-hmm.
So again, the same thing happened. I told her tonight's show.
Yeah.
She was skeptical. And okay. Immediately... started having opinions again. In fact, just sent me her rankings. So
all right.
It was all, see what I mean? Like, they like to criticize when they hear it.
Yeah.
But then when they actually think about it, they realize it's amazing.
There's something different when you actually experience it.
So tonight is bread. Bread.
We're becoming one with wheat.
Bread.
With bread.
What do you think, Assassin? You want to talk about bread?
Sure, yeah.
I love bread. Yeah. You like bread?
Yeah.
You love bread.
My favorite food.
It's your favorite.
It's perfect. Exactly.
And we already did egg. Egg's probably one of my top three. We did egg. Remember egg?
Oh, yeah.
That's why. When she heard egg, she didn't like egg.
What? Egg?
And now she's fascinated. I did look on the Wikipedia page to determine what is bread.
Okay.
So but I got to tell you, I did leave one off
on
that list.
All right.
Because it would have swept it.
Okay.
Because they included pizza as bread.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that would have killed it.
That would have killed it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But what do you guys think? Do you think pizza should have been on the bread list?
No.
Okay, you say no.
No.
What about you, Assassin?
Why is it on the bread list?
Because it's bread. I agree that it is bread.
That means anything with dough.
Well, let me tell you that.
Yeah, explain it.
Because my Hungarian companion also said no to bread on the to pizza on the bread list. So that's 3 Hungarian votes no.
I haven't said no or yes.
No, he does. He has it.
I just said explain it.
Oh, because it is bread. It's just bread with a topping on it. But then again, I purposely did not put garlic bread on here either, because then that's bread with cheese. Like, you can't, you know what I'm saying?
But you can't call pizza bread, because pizza basically means that it's the full gamut. It's the dough, it's the sauce, it's the cheese.
Yeah, I get it, but... I understand.
You know what I'm saying?
Wikipedia puts it on the list.
I know. Wikipedia is wrong in this case.
Okay. I like that. Yeah. But I was surprised to learn, and maybe you guys are going to laugh at me now, but I never knew this.
All right.
I thought croissants were bread. They're not.
They're not. See, that's weird.
Do you know
what
they are?
No.
It's a pastry.
Yeah, that makes sense, because it's kind of buttery.
I know, but
it's buttery and it melts in your mouth.
I eat it as if it were bread. I put sandwiches. I make sandwiches on croissants, don't you?
I would. You know what? I would consider croissants more of a bread than pizza.
Okay, thank you.
Definitely.
Would you?
Definitely,
you wouldn't create a sandwich on a pastry, would you? You wouldn't make a ham pastry.
No.
No, but I eat a ham and cheese on croissant.
Yeah, because you got like the butter. It's saturated with butter.
It's ridiculous.
It's good, yeah.
There was another on the list that I also did not put on because I knew, again, it would have swept.
Okay.
Because you guys, it would add home court advantage.
All right, yes.
But Langosh was on the list.
Oh.
Langosh was on the list.
It's over. It's Vince Carter. It's Vince Carter when he did his first dunk. It's over.
So I just put some other breads.
Langosh just kills, yeah.
All right, here we go. Ready?
All right.
First of all, she has one more opinion. She said, bagel is not bread. But how is bagel not bread?
Oh, man.
Bagel is bread.
With all respect, Bagels are bread.
They're absolutely bread. That's what they can't that, be anything else.
It can't be. It can't it be can't anything be else. Else. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
All right. So first up, we got cornbread.
Not a fan of cornbread.
Bagel. Cornbread versus bagel.
Yeah, but cornbread's not corn. It's not bread.
It is bread.
It's not bread.
It was on the bread list.
It's not bread.
It's just not wheat bread. It's cornbread. That's the thing.
No, it's not.
No, bread doesn't have to be wheat.
No, it's cake. No.
No. Well, then you don't have to vote for it then. I love cornbread.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if you love it or not.
But I don't love it more than a bagel. I'm definitely taking bagel over cornbread.
I'm diving in with bagel.
Okay.
Wait, what was it? What was
bagel or cornbread?
Bagel or cornbread.
But what's the question? Like, which one's bread?
Which one do you prefer? They're both bread, but
well,
you have to choose.
It's the bread bracket, so you know how the brackets work.
Yeah.
I don't even care what your criteria is. You just have to tell me, which one are you taking? Are you taking cornbread or bread or bagel?
If you're considering cornbread as bread,
yeah,
I'm taking cornbread.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
All right. Yeah. Well, unfortunately, it lost, though. Bagel won.
So. Damn.
Sorry. Yeah.
Dang.
Right. Hey, I'm a fan of all bread. I'm not mad over this.
Okay. All right. Now we got naan. Little naan bread.
Oh, yeah.
Right? You like that? You dip that in there?
Yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah. Oh, amazing. With the little, with the, what do you call
my
it?
The watering right now.
Butter chicken. Oh, I'll dip it with the butter chicken.
Bread. I love it. But it's up against Hawaiian rolls.
Wait, what's naan bread?
It's the
in Indian restaurants.
Yeah, Indian restaurant.
It's like unleavened bread.
Yeah, but how do you make it?
I don't know.
It's like a limp lagosh.
Was I supposed to bring recipes for all these breads?
Is it the fried one?
It's the one that's kind of.
Is it the fried
one? It's the one that
it looks like lagosh but limp.
So it's the fried one.
Gordon Ramsay went to that restaurant and they hung it on a hook and he goes, "It looks like an old lady's knickers."
There you go.
Yeah, but it's fried, right?
I think it is.
It's that thin one.
Yeah, it's a thin, exactly.
Okay, so why does that make the list?
No, it's not. Doesn't. It's not the thin one. You're thinking papadum.
What?
It's not papadum. It's naan.
Yeah,
it's got the greasy texture to it. It's very nice.
So it's like a pita. Or like a
it's not fried. You know what it is? It's in that, I think it's the tandoori, the round oven.
That's right.
Put on the wall.
Yeah,
the
it's soft.
Yeah, soft.
Okay.
It's delicious.
Yeah, soft. It's really nice.
So who are the competitors? What?
Hawaiian rolls.
What are Hawaiian rolls?
What's a Hawaiian roll?
Guys, you don't know Hawaiian roll?
No. I have no idea. I've never heard of that.
Hawaiian rolls are amazing. They're these little soft buns. They're square usually.
Oh, yes.
And just a nice glazed top.
Oh, I know that one.
Yeah, they're soft. They're
and they come together like in squares. And they're kind of a dome on top, like a domey shiny.
They come
together,
you tear them apart.
Yes,
and you can even tear them apart. You have four of them, and then make that like one thing.
Yes, yeah.
They're both delicious.
I do naan. I'm going naan because it's really.
All right, what are you going?
Yeah, I'm going naan because I never tasted the cornhole or whatever it's called.
Hawaiian roll.
I thought you said hole. I thought you said Hawaiian's roll.
But no one said corn. That was earlier. So I'm going to give a vote to wine roll because I do love naan. And honestly, I just want to do it just because I don't want
to give it a level of confidence.
Because Hawaiian rolls are delicious.
Yeah.
Especially with egg and cheese. Oh,
yeah.
Unbelievable. Naan is shy, so you want to give it a point.
All right, so naan.
As Assassin said, all bread is really good. There's no bread.
Yeah, I don't care who wins.
So there's just better bread.
Yeah, I have no beef with any of this.
Okay, well, now we got ciabatta. Little ciabatta bread.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Up against pita. Pita bread.
Oh, wow.
Pita bread. Very similar to the naan.
Yeah.
But
so it's Star Wars versus Hunger Games.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. Good.
That's very good. That's very good.
That's awesome, Assassin.
Yeah. Ciabatta. Chewbacca.
And versus pita.
Pita's more versatile.
I love a pita pocket.
Versatile.
You know, you can throw stuff
versatile,
in there. Right?
Versatile.
But you know what? I'll hold my
I'm going vote. Pita.
You're going pita?
I think so.
Okay.
It's tight.
All right, I'm going ciabatta.
Yeah.
I love ciabatta bread. That's a nice.
No, I'm not faulting
see,
you for
pita,
that.
Pita, the utility of pita.
I know.
Ciabatta is awesome, but it's also awesome toasted.
Ciabatta is more glamorous. I'm going for more of the
oh, this is tough. This is
the tool of it all.
Bread is a tool.
What's going
through? Bread is a food tool. That's what it is. It's a food tool.
It's a Swiss Army knife.
It is. It's right, because when you have bread,
you can do anything.
You could come up with something.
You
right?
can make a pizza. You can make a lamb. You could turn it into a toast.
If you have some dough, you can make some bread.
You can make a house out of it too, if you want.
Yeah, it's true. You have gingerbread.
You know what pita is?
I didn't put gingerbread.
You chew it up and make it into glue.
Pita is a Swiss Army knife of bread.
That's what I just said.
He did.
That's what I just
said. That's what you did? He said that?
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
He's stealing my bits.
It is.
Sandman is stealing my bits.
I apologize. I didn't even know.
You said bread is the Swiss Army knife of food.
Wow.
Was that what I said?
Yeah, but it's still, it's still valid.
I forget what I said like 2 seconds.
I probably heard, I probably subconsciously heard you.
Because
I was so focused on the choice. It's a hard choice for me.
He was saying, he was talking about the utility of pita. So is the sentiment. He did say that.
Yeah.
He said the utility of it.
That's and wise. That's how he got Assassin tool. Is wise in that.
And then we went on from there. But
okay, I am, oh man. I'm going to do pita.
Pita? Pita wins it.
Yeah.
Pita wins it. All right. All right, gentlemen. A nice rye bread.
Dark rye?
I know. I went general. So you can,
okay. It could be any kind of spectrum. It's just the texture.
Rye.
Yeah, exactly.
Rye bread with a little bit of solo nut.
Oh.
Dang.
Oh, yeah. With a little horseradish on top.
Horseradish on top.
Mm. Well, it's up against English muffin.
Oh, you got to be kidding. English muffin pizzas kill. Just so you know.
Just so you know.
You make a pizza out of those puppies.
Now you know. English muffin pizzas kill.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
It's like two bite pizzas. You put like five or six in front of you. Life is good.
I love it.
Okay.
But I know, but it's up against the beast, rye bread.
Oh, that is.
How can you dismiss rye bread?
I'm doing rye. I'm going rye.
Yeah, definitely rye.
Yeah, rye.
I got to go for rye.
Nice. That's the first one that's been swept.
Yeah. Rye's going to take it all.
Rye bread.
Marble rye.
Nice rye bread.
Marble rye. Yeah, I know the marble rye. Yeah.
Actually, let's see. Okay, we did one side. Hand me the red binder. I got to do a PSA. Let me see. Oh, you know what? They're not in there. Now I remember.
Where did they go?
They're in the email now. So
Joey
wait.
Fell out.
Yeah, I got to do this because.
In fact, I just went to the store, Fortino's in Westdale.
Oh.
And I bought 2 loaves of bread.
Beautiful.
Oh.
I bought a brown Dempster's. Oh, no, a brown Villaggio and a white Villaggio.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Whoa, very nice.
So now we know.
So I know the white is bad for me. So I'm going to balance it out with the brown afterwards.
Yeah, it helps ease your conscience.
Should I combine the two?
Sandwich,
top is white, bottom is brown.
Yes.
Bottom is brown and top is
and
white.
And then you need a bridge, put in between.
I love it. All right, here we go. I got
teeth right in between.
Yes, I'm doing a little PSA here.
Right.
On Poetry, hosted by Rebecca Casolino, November 10th. That's tomorrow, 6 p.m. Goddess House, night highlighting poetry created in and around Hamilton, Ontario. Doors open at 6 p.m., open mic at 7, and poets start at 8 p.m. Find out more on the Arty Crowd website. Okay?
I used to be a poet.
There you go. I'm not saying it, so there you go. I'm not going to say that you didn't know it. All right, let's go. What do we got here? Oh, we got another heavy hitter, I think. We got sourdough.
Nice sourdough. Now we're talking.
I knew now it. He likes the talking. Meatier breads. He likes the denser breads.
Mm.
Okay, it's up against breadstick.
Breadstick?
Like an Italian breadstick. The dried, like the bread stick.
The swirly one?
What?
What about a French stick?
Well, we're not there yet.
What about a Portuguese stick?
It's bread stick versus sourdough.
So bread stick is a hard one? Is that the crispy one? Yeah. When you bite it, it's crispy?
It's not like a Little Caesar's bread stick.
Yeah. But
it's not crazy bread. Crazy bread would have won it, too.
crazy
bread. It's a bread. It's crazy bread.
I hope Portuguese buns are in there. Is bun bread?
I'm doing sourdough, boys.
I think buns could be a whole bracket on its own.
Yeah, buns. Yeah,
boys, I'm doing sourdough.
Sourdough?
Yeah.
Oh, definitely sourdough.
Sourdough, yeah.
I love it.
There's no question about that.
It's a sweet for sourdough. Nice and sour. All right, now we got focaccia versus egg bread.
Focaccia for me. I don't like egg bread.
Ooh.
Not a fan of egg bread.
I used to love egg bread.
Me too.
I'm going egg bread. Yeah.
Oh, darn it.
Yeah. It has a yellow tint to it.
Yeah.
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 I thought someone was going to mention, remember the Easter loaves, and they put an egg right in it?
Oh, yeah. Kolach. Yeah. Kolach.
Was that what Kolach is?
Kolach. Yeah. Yeah. It has the egg in there.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. You take an egg and you put the kolach around it, and then, you bake it up in there. Yeah, definitely.
You know what? I got to give it to focaccia. I just have memories of going to Toby's and getting the chicken sandwich on focaccia.
My memory is the supermarket cheese bread, and it came out in squares, and there's like a yellow tint to it.
Mm. Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, what's
yes.
that?
Oh, yes.
Like way back when. Yeah, yeah.
I do remember. Yeah. That's amazing. That yeah, was man. Amazing.
And there's a cheese one, too, I think.
Yes.
Oh, I love it. All right, we got brioche. Brioche. Mm-hmm. Versus tortilla. Tortilla.
Wait,
very similar to pita, but not quite. Because pita has a nice pocket.
Yeah.
Tortilla doesn't. I wish you could see these faces.
What was the other one? What was the
brioche. Other one? Brioche.
Yeah, and I'm going to... yeah.
I'm doing tortilla.
Tortilla.
Yeah, I'm going tort.
I'm going tortilla, too. Yeah. How can you not? Yeah. I know.
I'm tortillas. Not a fan of brioche.
No, I
like,
love it.
I'll eat it.
I love it, but I, my tortilla, first I've got some in my
yeah.
cupboard right now.
Yeah, tortilla's good.
Yeah, what's Taco Tuesday without tortillas?
Yeah, you gotta have tortilla. You can do so much with a tortilla.
Yeah, sure.
Again,
yeah.
Like as Assassin said, the utility things. Again. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a utility.
Can you imagine if it was pita versus tortilla? Who would win?
Dang!
Wow. The close cousins. The cousins. The fraternal brothers.
It's possible. All right, well, we'll see. Uh-oh. Here we go. Two more brown breads.
Please, I hope the thing is on there. Caraway seed bread.
Oh! Mm. Oh, no, I'm sorry. No, it's pumpernickel, though.
Ah, nothing beats pumpernickel.
Pumpernickel!
Pumpernickel!
Pumpernickel! Pumpernickel pickle!
Yes, sir.
I'm going with pumpernickel.
He's already, he's not even listening to the opposition.
It's up against whole wheat.
Pumpernickel pickle. Remember Purple Pie Man?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, bring man. The strawberry pumpernickel. Shortcake. I do pumpernickel, too.
Pumpernickel!
Is it a sweet? Is it sweet? Nice.
Pumpernickel.
How could you not have pumpernickel?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, man. Oh, man.
I think the first time I heard pumpernickel was probably like in a Bugs Bunny cartoon or something.
Yeah. What is that? Like, what Dad, is that? What's
yeah,
that?
Is that real? I thought it was not real.
Yeah, what's pumpernickel?
I think I even asked my parents, like, yeah. as a little kid, like, I want pumpernickel. And they're like, what? Where'd you learn that? I'm like,
yeah, yeah.
I want pumpernickel.
Guys, you told
pumpernickel.
It's not German. I think it's because it's a German
kind of pumpernickel. You toast up a nice pumpernickel,
yeah.
put some butter on
there,
and
let
it melt on there.
Yes. Oh. And it's got to be toasted, like double toasted, so it's crispy.
Yes, it has to be crispy.
And the butter melts in it, and it glistens.
Yes, it glistens.
Yes.
Because it's so black, the butter yeah. glistens on
yes.
it.
Yes.
Well, we're going in round two, and in round two, we had some buys from round one.
Okay.
Because we had 20 competitors that came out. So we got, here's one, I hope there's no controversy, there okay. shouldn't be, because it's definitely bread.
Mm-hmm.
But it's bagel is up against... Pretzel.
Oh.
Pretzel.
That is bread. I would consider yeah, pretzels bread.
Pretzel yeah. bread.
Even the small pretzels?
Well, I don't know. I'm just, all I'm saying is the word pretzel, and you have to come up with what you want to think about. But it's up against bagel.
Mm.
So you could say a pretzel bun. You could say just a pretzel. Like a soft pretzel is definitely bread, right? A soft pretzel?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's definitely bread. And what is a hard pretzel but just a dried up soft pretzel, right? Pretzels
yeah.
are bread.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. having said that, I am absolutely
going bagel.
Going pretzel.
I'm going bagel.
Uh-oh.
I love me a good
pretzel. I'm doing bagel as well.
It's more what? It's the versatility.
Yeah, that's
the
versatility. Yeah, I do bagel as well.
If I'm walking around it's in the amusement park, I'll go with the pretzel. But
I love
pretzel. You know, I was in Nashville about in April.
Pretzel.
And I had a pretzel pizza.
Come on, God. No,
it was fantastic.
No way.
It was really good.
Weird.
Yeah,
weird.
They had like a big, you know, the big pretzels, and yeah. they made a pizza out of it. It was really good.
I'm sad to say that pretzel, I can't believe this.
Yeah.
Is it pretzel pizza or pizza pretzel?
Double P.
I don't know, but I don't like that. That pretzel got kicked out. Like
that was pretty
unceremonious.
You didn't expect it to be that easy.
No, but it was up against bagel, but it would have been other
pretzels all flash.
All right. All right. Well, now pita is going to have, I hope it's work cut out for. I hope I didn't give pita. Any other. Because pita is now it's got to take on baguette. The French baguette.
I'm doing the baguette. I love a nice
yeah.
baguette.
Yeah,
baguette. Yeah, baguette.
Oh, baguette. It's so good.
You can't
absolutely.
Go
Pita's when gone. You
wanna,
goodbye.
And when you're drawing a picture and you want to show someone with a loaf of bread in their yeah. grocery bag, what do you draw?
baguette.
A baguette coming out the top, right? It's always got to be that big.
Now remember,
exactly. Remember, a baguette protruding.
Remember, Neelix was riding a bicycle in Nazi Germany?
Yeah,
and on the front basket, he had the baguette.
Yeah,
and
the bottle of wine. Yeah.
The baguette signifies that you have some bread.
That's right.
That's how you draw bread, is with a baguette.
And
it signifies that you're in France.
And you know what people say, when you got money, you've got bread.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's why, because you can buy food.
Well, Peter's gone, so I guess Peter can't
Peter's
go up
done.
Against tortilla.
Get out of here.
It couldn't go up against baguette.
No, not at all.
Think about a beautiful baguette, though.
Yeah, I know. It is.
It
sounds very weak, but it's actually very strong. It knocked out PETA.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Is the bread strong enough for a man but made for a woman? That's what I'm saying.
It's the Matt Sundin of bread, the underwear model of the breads.
It is.
Oh, right. Solid. That was solid.
All right.
I love it.
So now we got... Okay, so sourdough. Guys, this is
a hard hitter. Here we go.
It is up against a big wig.
Sourdough is like Wario. Bread,
it's up against a big wig.
A big wig.
I don't know if it can take
sourdough is like Wario.
No, but and now it's up against Mario because it's up against white bread.
Against white bread.
Just white bread.
It doesn't matter what brand.
No, it doesn't. Oh. It's a white loaf.
Man,
white bread. I was watching the original All Quiet on the Western Front.
Yeah.
And the guys, when they're trying to eat something, all they had was sawdust, and they're eating sawdust in the trenches, the dugouts. They said, you know what I heard? I heard over there they're eating white bread. They couldn't believe they're eating white bread. Because white bread just kind of, like, that's luxury. Like, that's...
Oh, absolutely.
So they're eating
sawdust.
Because it's not...
They're eating freaking sawdust.
But white bread is like cake to them. Like, white bread.
Oh, yeah.
It's not brown bread.
About the classic,
it's all sugar.
You're talking about the classic white bread, like simple white bread.
Just white bread, yeah.
The crust with the white bread.
Is it like the
Wonder Bread?
White bread.
Is that the Wonder Bread with the... like?
It could be.
I have a loaf in my car right now.
I'm doing sourdough.
Are you?
Sourdough. After all that, you're doing sourdough?
Yeah, I'm doing sourdough.
I have to go white bread.
White bread's more versatile.
Who doesn't
eat white bread?
I have more white bread in my kitchen than I do sourdough.
Who doesn't eat white bread?
Or they used to call it bleached bread.
White bread is always there for you.
Bleached bread.
True.
Little Jabex bread.
True. Do you know, I'll tell you a little story about white bread, because it was, you know, like the saying,
yeah,
the greatest invention since sliced bread, right?
Yeah.
That really was an invention. Yeah. And it really was. It captured people's imaginations at the time.
Yeah.
When they sliced the bread.
It was ready to slice for them.
Yeah, you couldn't believe it.
Yeah, it was done.
Yeah.
Just take it out.
Everyone loved it.
Yeah.
Well, during when World War, I'm pretty sure it was World War II broke out.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was one. Now I don't know when the invention of white bread, but whatever.
Yeah.
But they banned white bread in the States for like 29 days.
Why?
Because they said they needed the metal and machines and everything. They couldn't do it, right? It was a waste of time and money. No more. Yeah, because the factories where they were slicing the bread.
Yeah.
It's a lot of machinery and stuff. No, we can't slice the bread.
Okay.
But so many people complained. So many people complained that the U.S. government and the Pentagon came forward and said, okay, forget that idea. You can slice the bread again.
That's how strong.
There's an upswell of support for sliced bread.
Yes.
You couldn't take it away. The genie was out of the bottle.
You know, one of my favorite memories of white bread. Remember when Little Rascals, they went on a little camping trip and then they had the peanut butter and they're putting on the white bread?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was great.
I love it.
Nothing beats bread, because bread kept Rome strong and calm.
It did.
Whenever the civilians started getting out of hand, they gave them free bread.
It was World War II. Wow. It was 1943. U.S. officials imposed a short-lived ban on sliced bread as a wartime conservation measure. It was ordered by Secretary of Agriculture Claude R. Wickard. And January 18th, 1943, and then that was it. Oh, it was 47 days. And the people came forward and they said, no.
Yeah.
We'd rather lose the war.
Wow.
Then lose our sliced bread.
The sliced bread.
Mm. That's what they were choosing. They're choosing. They want to win the war?
It was a great invention. Bread.
And they took the
It was a great invention.
Roma's in Europe, they tear it apart instead of slicing it. That's the way some of them eat it.
It's true. Whoever puts his hand with
the Italian bread.
Whoever dips the bread in the dish with me. That's what.
Oh, yeah. Right. Exactly.
Not Italian Romas I'm talking about.
No, I know. I'm talking
Roma.
I know. I knew what you meant. All right.
Not Julius Caesar.
No, I know. I was talking about the Last Supper.
Not
actually.
Stony Creek Roma.
No, the Last Supper. Isn't that what it says? That the ruler dips their. Isn't it?
Yeah, the bread. Yeah,
the bread and dish with me.
That was Judas. When they all grabbed the bread, they would rip it apart and hand it over.
All right, well, tortilla, as it's properly pronounced, is up against...
Tortilla the Hun.
Against who?
Up against Crumpet.
Crumpet? Why? Like Little Miss Muffet? That's crazy. Crumpet. No, it's that
I know tortilla.
Crumpet is English muffin, isn't
I know
it?
Tortilla.
It's not the same.
It's the same. One has more holes than the other.
It doesn't have a lid either. It doesn't have a lid. It's
different. So what is a tortilla versus crumpet?
It has slightly more holes. That's the difference. So many things
like air holes.
And they're like this. This needs slightly more holes. I'm going to invent a new bread.
You're the king of holes.
You
should put that in your
Swiss speech.
My speech. I did.
Crumpet holes.
All right. Okay. Tortillas are killing crumpets.
Absolutely. I'm doing tortilla.
I was actually going to pick crumpet.
I'm doing tortilla.
No, you weren't.
I swear I was. No lie.
You want me to give it a vote?
I was going to say, I swear.
Okay. Yeah. Right. I swear. I'm not going to swear on anything.
Yeah, I get
bad,
it.
But I swear.
No, I get it. All right, so now we're getting down to it. Oh my gosh, the show's almost over.
I know. Exactly.
This bread is insane.
That's great.
We'll have to make it a 2-day show.
Wow.
I was going around so leisurely. I'm like, all right, well, let's get into round two.
Let's continue next. I like talking about bread.
I know. No, we got to talk more about bread. Yeah, what other bread facts do you know? A crumpet is not the same. Okay, I'm going to tell you the difference right now. Okay, I'm going to tell you the difference so everyone will know what the difference is between crumpet and English muffin.
Mm.
Let's see. Crumpet.
Yeah.
If it says slightly more holes, I'll lose it.
It is. It's going to say.
It's not. Crumpet versus. And of course, as soon as you write crumpet versus, the first thing that comes up is English muffin. Because people want to know.
Yeah, exactly. So it's not like we're dumb then.
Yeah.
No. They're both the same size. Exactly. Yeah. It is a question that people have. And have craters or holes.
It is the holes.
Yeah. The differences are crumpets are always made with milk and are only griddled on one side, leaving one side toasted and the other soft like a pancake.
Interesting.
So they are different.
Take my point away then. No, I'm not a big fan of that. Actually, I'd rather that than tortilla. No, yeah, no.
It's true. One is much softer. It's true. Crumpets are only made with baking soda. English muffins are yeast or sourdough. Wow. Well, there you go.
So muffins are sourdough?
It says it could be, made out of sourdough.
Wow.
It's thinner. Crumpet is thinner and has delicate round holes.
English muffin has
rough holes.
It's rough and round holes. That's what I mixed it up with. It's rough and round holes. Not one has more holes than the
other.
Rough and round.
Yeah. One has smooth holes. Someone was eating the English muffin and they're like, these holes are too rough. So I'm cutting my tongue on them.
Yeah.
Then it got too smooth, so then they cut their tongue again on it. Because it was too smooth.
Unbelievable. It's unbelievable, man.
There's a couple breads that didn't make it. Like, I didn't know. I thought they were too obscure. Like soda bread. I think it's a challah or challah. You know, it's basically egg bread, though, too.
The Irish love soda bread.
I was just going to say, it's also called Irish bread. Yeah. So you're exactly right. Well, it's a quick bread.
See, I know my bread.
He knows his bread.
Yeah.
That's what I knew about him.
Bread? Did you say bread? I said bread. Bread?
Yeah. While I was writing this episode, I was in my kitchen.
Where have you been for the last 50 years? Wilma, I've been asleep.
I was literally going to start the show, and I forgot. I was going to start the show this way. I was going to say, the show tonight is about Fred. And I was counting on you. I was counting without unscripted.
You would have been like this.
Did you say bread?
I would have said it too.
And then I would have, I know. And then I was going to say, actually, I did mean bread. I forgot.
It would have been a good start.
You got too excited over bread.
I got too excited about bread. There's so many breads.
Oh, man.
Gentlemen, bread. Bread. All right.
How about soda crackers?
Right said bread.
Remember soda?
Cracker was, it's not on the list, but it was on the Wikipedia list.
Was it? Okay, yeah. Because... Yeah,
cracker. I thought, how many? You could have a cracker.
Uncle Cracker.
Yeah.
Uncle. Punk, the machine.
Vanilla Assassin.
And
the Sad Man.
Bye bye.
See ya.
Three CFMU. Yeah, welcome to 93.3 CFMU, Saturday night right here, the next exit, 7:30 till 9, playing some good music for you tonight. First public service announcement. Live Lab 10th Anniversary Double Pendulum Synoptic Rodeo, November 15th to 17th, 2 p.m. and 8 p.m. It's at McMaster University Psychology Building,